Well, howdy, guys. How are ya? Oh, look. There's a damsel in distress. So why is it that Femons believe that males owe them something? Like we owe them our time, our resources, our money. Well, I'm not just talking about the ones you're dating. Even the Femons that are strangers to ya. We're supposed to stop everything and help them without question. And what are we going to receive in return? Nothing. Generally, not even a thank you. Certainly, no respect. But all these modern Femons today think that's why we're here. Just to service them. But just a minute, wasn't it them that said, they don't need no man? They can do anything a man can do, and they can do it better. They're the ones who wanted to leave the kitchen and go out to work. But most Femons out there today now realize it isn't as easy as they thought it was. But they want their cake and eat it too, don't they? When it gets difficult or something arises, they want the man to help them out. And then when it's all okay again, he can bugger off. Do you know, many, many, many years ago, Femons had it pretty damn good. And they won't admit it, but a lot of them really do believe that now. But because of what they have done, it will never ever go back to that again. For those of you who are still helping Femons out, you're only being used. So what they want is equality. Basically what they really want is what the man has. But wanting is a lot easier than having. It's not as if they say thank you when you help them. They expect it. How many guys out there, if a Femon asked you to help her out, and then she said thank you very much, that she appreciated that? That would be enough for guys. But these Femons are also using guys for meal tickets. They've strong and empowered, but still want the man to pay for everything. Now, if you go back quite a few years, I think many males used to help Femons. They're carrying a heavy bag, lifting something into the car. Car trouble. I haven't helped a Femon for over 25 years. That happened when I opened a door for a Femon. She walked straight through, didn't even look at me, without saying thank you. That was it for me. So come on, guys, let's do Femons a favor. They want to be independent. Remember, it wasn't us who wanted to change the rules. They did. That means absolutely no help from any males. Well, come on, you've got to be cruel to be kind. This is how bad it has got. You're walking along and a Femon trips in front of you. She's about 25 years of age, reasonably slim. If you help her up, that would be probably sexual assault. If I see a really old lady struggling somewhere, I will help them. These old ladies were born different. They generally have decency about them. But the younger Femons have none. They don't make good wives. They don't make good girlfriends. They don't even make good friends. For me, Femons are on their own. Just like they say all the time they want to be. You know, feminism is the best thing that's ever happened to males for a very, very long time. It's made males see the real true nature of a Femon and freed him from the servitude of Femons. So if you saw this Femon on the side of the road with a flat tire, would you stop and help her fix it? Well, actually, this is about 1950-something. So yeah, I'd stop. In today's world, no way. But I may beat my horn and wave when I went by. Now this scenario may have happened to you guys. Quite a few years ago, this Femon was trying to park, and she couldn't do it. I was watching her for a while. Anyway, she finally got out of her car and asked if I could park it for her. And we all know Femons can park easily, so it must have been something wrong with the steering wheel. Anyway, I parked it very quickly. And coming to think of it, you know, she smiled, but she never ever said thank you. I bet she didn't tell anybody about it either. So guys, you got any ideas why Femons believe that we're supposed to give them gifts, money, and our time for nothing in return except one thing that we can get any time of the week today. As usual, guys, Femones want to be strong and empowered without the accountability and responsibility that goes with it. They're like a long playing record, and it's been playing mostly all through my life. You take it easy, guys.